This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the country is setting new benchmarks in space technology with visionary scientists and innovators providing solutions to future challenges. Addressing the nation in the 118th episode of his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today, Mr. Modi commended the nation's recent achievements in the space sector. Lauding the Bengaluru-based Indian space tech startup Pixel for successfully launching the country's first private satellite constellation, Firefly, the Prime Minister called it a significant step towards self-reliance. The Prime Minister also applauded the space docking of satellites, saying that this technology is important for sending supplies to space stations and crew missions in space. He said India has become the fourth country to achieve this success. On the ongoing Mahakumbh at Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh, the Prime Minister said, "This is an extraordinary confluence of equality and harmony."
Chirasmaraniya Jan Sailab, Akalpaniya Drashya, or Samta Samrasta ka Asadharan Sangam. इस बार कुंभ में कई दिव्य योग भी बन रहे हैं। कुंभ का ये उत्सव विविधता में एकता का उत्सव मनाता है। संगम की रेती पर पूरे भारत के, पूरे विश्व के लोग जुटते हैं। हजारों वर्षों से चली आ रही इस परंपरा में कहीं भी कोई भेदभाव नहीं, जातिवाद नहीं।
On the participation of youth in the grand event, Mr. Modi said, "When the young generation connects with its civilization with pride, its roots become stronger." A fire broke out at Sector 19 of Mahakumbh Mela in Prayagraj today as large clouds of smoke were seen over from the area. A person is reportedly injured and has been shifted to hospital. A video of the same has been shared on the social media handle of Mahakumbh 2025. The administration is ensuring immediate relief and rescue operations. It is reported that the fire broke out while food was being cooked in the tent. However, this has not been officially confirmed. The fire engulfed more tents, causing continuous explosions in the gas cylinders kept in them. In Andhra Pradesh, Union Minister of Home Affairs and Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah participated in the 20th Raising Day celebrations of the National Disaster Response Force in Vijayawada. On this occasion, the Home Minister also inaugurated the southern campus of the National Institute of Disaster Management at Kondavalpavaluru in Krishna district. Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnav will participate in the World Economic Forum 2025 beginning tomorrow at Davos in Switzerland. During the event, Mr. Vaishnav will highlight the country's development model. Ahead of his visit, the minister emphasized the country's significant strides in ensuring development for all sections of the society, particularly those historically left out of progress. The first phase of the ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas began after a delay of 3 hours from its scheduled start time as per the agreement. This marks a major step toward ending one of the deadliest conflicts in Gaza's history. Prime Minister of Israel on social media platform posted that they've received the list of the hostages who are due to be released today, according to the framework. He said the security establishment is now checking the details. Meanwhile, Israeli Ambassador to India Reuven Azar said that the first phase of the ceasefire deal has the potential of bringing back hostages and also making sure Hamas won't be ever able to massacre Israelis like it did on October 7, 2023. The Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, has simplified the online process of updating member profiles. The members whose universal account number has already been validated through Aadhaar can themselves update their profile like name, date of birth, gender, nationality, father or mother's name, date of joining and date of leaving without the requirement of uploading any document. In the Under-19 Women's T20 cricket, India beat the West Indies by 9 wickets at Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia today. The West Indies had set a target of 45 runs for defending champions India. India achieved the target in just 4.2 overs. In another Group A match today, Sri Lanka defeated host Malaysia by 139 runs. The Indian men's and women's teams are all set to compete in the finals of the Khoko World Cup today. Both teams will face Nepal at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.